Hello and welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angela and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn. Welcome to today's episode of Advanced English with Angela and Anna. Today we're going to discuss collocations with make and do. This will include the general difference between the two verbs, what a collocation is, plus examples with the two verbs.
Speakers of many languages only have one verb for both make and do, so it can be hard to know the difference between them. So to start, let's have a look at the general rules for using make and do. First of all, we use make when we create or construct something. For example, she made dinner, I'm making us some coffee, and did you really make that dress? And then we use do for general activities. In this case, do is often used with something, nothing, anything, or everything. For example, what did you do this weekend? I didn't do anything this weekend. She's fed up with doing the chores by herself. And are you doing anything next week? Let's do something together.
Okay, so now let's move on to what a collocation is. A collocation is a group of words that are commonly used together. They can be verb noun, adjective verb, etc. Unfortunately, these often don't follow any specific rules, so the only thing you can do is to learn them and use them as much as you can. Here are some examples of collocations with make and do and an example for each one.
The example for make are, make a decision. I'm really indecisive and find it difficult to make a decision. Next is make a joke. If someone is upset, try making a joke and see if it cheers them up and makes them laugh. And finally, make a mistake. Don't be afraid about making mistakes when you are learning a language. It's important to make mistakes and learn from them.
And now on to do. Our first one is to do paperwork. You have to do a lot of paperwork to be able to get a visa.
I don't know if any of our listeners can relate, but I have had to do so much paperwork to get my visa to stay and live where we're living.
Our next one is to do research. I need to do a lot of research for my English presentation about William Shakespeare because I know nothing. And finally is to do well or to do badly. For example, I'm doing really well in my French class and getting the best marks in the class.
And that's it for today's episode. We hope it made you smile and that our podcast does well. See you on Friday.
Listening today, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angela and Anna.